You can find them on our website, fair.org. The website is also the place to subscribe to our newsletter, Extra, to sign up for our Action Alert Network, or to show support for the show, if you're so inclined. The show's engineered by Alex Noyes. I'm Janine Jackson. Thanks for listening to Counterspin.
Listening to KZFR 90.1, Chico listener supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Right now, it only means one thing. It means that talking about practice coming up next. Before we get into the nitty and gritty, we got to thank people that allow the show to progress as it does. I mean, they're not really allowing it to progress as it is, they're just supporting the station, and we do as we please with it. Because God forbid they would not allow us to do what we do on here half the time. If they did know, they probably would leave. But thank God they're still here. So thank you to all the supporters of KZFR that made possible the generous contributions. And in particular to North Rim Adventure Sports, offering bicycle sales and rentals, cycling apparel and equipment, and a bicycle service shop. North Rim Adventure Sports features Trek Bicycles, USA, and other brands. At 178 East 2nd Street in downtown Chico and at NorthRimAdventureSports.com. Shouts to North Rim Adventure Sports. Shouts to the bicycling people out there. It's nice when you can walk into a bicycle shop and just ask for a simple, hey, can I get a little grease action on my chain? That's all I'm asking for. And just walk on out. It's nice, you know, sometimes just a little grease on there and just get the little grease and then you're out.
Greasing the wheels.
Yeah, because you need. If you don't have grease on your chain's going to be jumping, skipping, not having a good time. And when they don't, it's kind of annoying.
I feel like jumping and skipping is always a good time.
Depends on when you're doing it.
Touché.
I mean, I will say not every single time you're jumping and skipping. If you're skipping because your leg is hurt and you're running for your life and you can only skip to get out of there, skip to my loo, you're not going very far. You're next up on the chopping block. We got a fraction of the squad in there, just two-fifths of it.
40%.
40% of the squad. Everyone else is out and about.
Did you just do math on air?
I did. That was pretty good math.
That was
on point.
I had to, like, do the fingers and everything there. And,
Giroux is out over in Montana. Big Sky Country.
Big Sky Country.
Also known as God's Country out
getting
there.
Getting his fishing on.
I did see a picture of him fly fishing, but he wasn't in the water. So I have many questions about it. I don't know how much fly fishing that has been included.
Well, they were on a bridge,
but still, I feel like
that's...
You know what?
I've never fly fished before, so...
Neither have I. But I can't say much.
The last time I fished was probably like 12 years old.
I mean, I can't say much. I've never fished in my entire life. But we'll get in more into the antics, the sidetracking.
We don't got some Brad sports. Either.
No Brad either. Today. No Jordan.
No,
Brad's
Jordan.
Working. He's doing his thing. He's on the ground.
Yeah, shout out to Brad for getting the promotion, man.
Yeah,
we might not be seeing Brad too much. He might be a special guest on our Monday shows here from now on. But shout out to Brad for making his way up the totem pole.
You know what? Good for him. He is making money, unlike some of us here in this room right now. Myself, I'm talking about.
Me too.
And John.
Thanks, Gavin Newsom.
But that's beside the point. The show continues on. We must progress. So let's get into the antics. Let's get into the show. Talking about practice starts right now.
We talking about practice. Not a game. Not a game. Not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
That is right, y'all. Talking about practice starts right now. I am your host, Derek Isamaki, joined in the studio with me, my man, Sonny Slim, a.k.a. The Long Snapper, a.k.a. John Lucan. What's up, my brother?
What is up, dude? I'm really excited about this.
This is going to be a fun show. Yeah.
Just a couple of minches, chucking it up.
Chucking it up right there, shooting the shih tzu, all of the above. Before we get into sports that we have to get into, there's some sports we have to, but we're always
do we though, because Brad and Duro aren't here, so we really have to talk.
We're in our own special technique, my own special way of doing sports. We're going to do some sports, okay. And I think you're all going to entertain it, but before we do that, I gotta have a little RIP moment right now. Ooh. A little moment of
how many, I mean, we had like four
so many
this weekend.
No, not that. We're not going down that road.
Okay,
we're going down Diagon Alley right now.
Diagon Alley, okay.
And where the good things happen.
Oh.
Not diagonally, where the bad things happen.
No, exactly. Diagon Alley.
We're going Diagon Alley right now. And it's just sad because this is such a staple in the good world. Like the world of feeling great, having a good time. It's being taken from my life right now. And that's Taco Bell.
Oh, wait,
I've
what?
What's
going on?
I've had to completely cancel out Taco Bell in my life.
What? Wait.
I've had to break up with her, and I can no longer see her anymore. I've had to block her. I've had to no longer allow her to follow me. I can't follow her anymore. We can no longer have any cordial connections at any point in time. We're not even casual friends.
What?
Me and Taco Bell are over.
I mean, I understand.
It is understandable. You get to a point in your time in your life where I think your intestines, your colon, your prostate, I don't know what goes down in there. I just know it goes through my intestine. It can barely make it through it. It's bad. And I really thought that I had a way to counteract my problems, try to fight the oldness that was coming my way by taking a laxative before I participated in said Taco Bell, just, you know, allow it to just run right through.
I get it.
Like shih tzu through a goose, as they say.
Okay. As they say.
I can't, as poop for a goose. Yeah. Poop through a goose. That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to just let go, but I tried doing it. Before you take a bike, you have a laxative.
Wow.
And you just, you know, soften
so you have
up
like,
the stool.
But you have like 45 minutes to get it done, or else like you're going to be.
No, the laxative takes a long time.
I don't know how it works.
It takes a long time. It doesn't like work right away. Like, okay. We're not like instantaneous. I'm not taking like chugging it. It's just a couple pills. And it's like in a couple hours, it's supposed to help you digest your food easier.
Okay.
So it's like peeing out your butt, pretty much.
Okay. Wow.
You know?
Wow.
And
I thought that was whiskey, but
trust me, when you have a laxative in Taco Bell, it's peeing out your butt too. Either way, I couldn't even do it. It upchucked. I had to get rid of it. I had to throw it out. I couldn't even process it. Terrible stomach pains. Some came out the back end. Most of it came out the front end. And I've just come to realize
the human centipad.
It is done. Yes. Oh, luckily, there was no one on either receiving end of it. But
to look at it, they're getting rid of a lot of staples. They got rid of the double decker.
That was a tough
they're
one.
They're getting rid of the five layer.
They're getting rid of a lot of items. We went through them before. I wish I could have Statman Brad.
Staples.
But it's such.
I think my biggest turnoff was, you know, with this pandemic going on, I've really been using, you know, our hubs of Grub or, you know, the Dash of Door. You know, to get my fix, to bring it to my door. And Taco Bell is a $7 delivery charge.
Oh, yeah, they get you there.
$7.
They get you there.
It's like Chinese food.
It's rough.
It's expensive.
Yeah.
And that's why I pretty much cut it off.
They know what they're doing. I mean, it's a constant. They got a nice little plethora on the.
So you're done.
I'm done. No more.
Never
I will never touch Taco
Over
Bell again.
Under. So you want to bet on it?
I'm willing to do, like, how long it's going to take me
before. Let's
place
a wager.
I
give you 2 months.
You give me 2 months? Okay, I'm going over
that. 2 months before you have at least a quesadilla.
I give you that. There might be a timer. Like,
maybe
some
chips
and cheese? I might just try one thing. Maybe get a taco or something.
What about the churros cinnamon sticks?
Those might get me. Those might, because the Cinnatwists are, if you're not getting those automatically, I don't know what you're doing at Taco Bell.
Chips and cheese, Cinnatwists.
Boom.
Those are 2 months.
Honestly, I think a part of me I think chips and cheese is gone from the menu now. I think they might have gotten rid of chips.
That's almost as bad as Buffalo Wild Wings saying they're not doing mini corn dogs anymore.
Oh, is that what they're doing?
They do not do mini corn dogs anymore.
Wow.
I boycott.
It's like, why? Why even have the place? Yeah. Tear it down.
Yeah.
There's no point for this establishment anymore. Yeah. Tear it down.
I know you do. You guys do wings, but I came for the mini corn dogs.
Yeah. I mean, your wings, I will say, they got a lot better recently. There used to be tiny little things up there.
They were, yeah.
Yeah, little dinkers, little baby carrots.
Mm-hmm.
Now they got some wings in there. Like, the ones flew at one point in time. They weren't plucked from their mothers before they had developmentation of wings.
Okay.
But either way, so Taco Bell.
Taco Bell,
RIP,
doing it.
RIP, never again.
I give you 2 months, though.
2 months. Okay, I would honestly, for those out there, the betting world, take the over on it. Take that over. Ride it. It's going to happen. I feel it. I just... Trust me, the pains I go through when it happens, I keep telling myself, never again. Yeah, I keep doing it because I'm a glutton for punishment, obviously.
Right, yeah.
And I'm just a glutton,
always.
Period.
Yeah.
Period, glutton.
Aren't we all?
And, yeah, it's just,
deficiency,
I feel like...
and overconsumption, that's what this
yeah, I think it's what it was. Yeah, it's what it's come, you know, come to a point where it says, Derek, your stomach can no longer take it anymore. Your intestines have gone through, it is probably, the amount of food like Taco Bell has traveled through my body.
Oh, yeah.
It's miles.
Miles. And Silk Road.
Yeah, it's the number of marathons it's run.
Ugh.
It should be over with right now. I think it should be done.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like you said, I mean, you're younger than I am, and I'm just starting to realize things with eating certain types of foods. I just realized what heartburn was.
Mm-hmm. It's real.
It's not fun.
No, acid reflux.
Acid reflux. Yeah, I'm getting that recently.
You spilled it in there? You're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty soon I'm going to be like.
You know the weirdest thing I get it from? Cran grape juice.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird.
And it's like some of my favorite with crushed ice.
Yeah. See, I'm now, like, for me, like, I get really bad gas when I get, like, drink a Coke or anything or any like, soda now.
Okay.
I just get really bad because, like, the carbon dioxide, dioxide that builds up in there, it hurt, man. So I don't know.
Getting old sucks.
Yeah. I mean, it's honestly trying to push me to be a healthier lifestyle, which I'm trying to prevent from happening in all way possible because that seems awful.
Yeah.
Pretty soon I'm having cauliflower pizza. Like,
I will never do that.
I hope not.
I will never do that.
I just fear that I'm going to find a girl who's going to love cauliflower pizza, and I'm going to be like, okay.
I mean, I've had cauliflower pizza, and it's not like detrimental. Like, it's not bad, but
it's
like,
not pizza.
It's not pizza.
No, to call that pizza sacrilegious.
No, exactly.
I mean, Italians and New Yorkers should ride in the streets if that ever is considered pizza.
But you're saying that, but you also love pineapple on your pizza.
I do. Okay, pineapple should be on your pizza. The people that don't like pineapple, I don't get it. Why? Why is there so much a adverse way to believe on pineapple on your pizza? Hawaiian is delicious. Add a little... jalapeno on there?
I mean, funny story about food. I actually have to take one more class. You know, for COVID, I was supposed to take one over the summer. Due to COVID-19, classes at Chico State were dropped.
Yeah.
So I'm taking one current class for my finish of my degree for a pathway minor, is what they call it at Chico State, which is essentially just a free semester for them to get money. I am taking one class for a entire tuition expense. So what I'm doing, it's nutrition and fitness is the class.
Okay,
I have to take.
Very nice. There you
so
go.
I'm taking this as almost, I was telling a buddy earlier today, I'm taking it almost as like an in-home rehab. You know what I mean? I'm going to try to take this seriously because it's costing me thousands of dollars to take this one class. So I'm actually going to try to get a little healthier this semester. You know?
I feel it. There you go. Actually use it to your advantage.
Yeah.
That's probably a smart thing to do. We probably should be all been doing this entire time with education.
Yeah,
but no, they
don't.
Likes
kale. You know?
God, no. Do they?
No. Kale doesn't even like kale.
There's ways to have it, and the ways to have it is put it in the trash.
Yep, exactly.
There you go.
I would agree.
Right there. That's how you have your kale. There's not much else to go down because it's kale.
Yeah.
What the hell?
No flip. I'm really excited about this show.
Speaking of being excited right now, we have a little segment in here that we're going to just propagate in here right now because there are NBA playoffs going on as we speak. That's kind of a big thing in the sporting world. There's a Game 7 that's going to happen. We're having a Game 7. Who doesn't love Game 7s? Best thing in there.
Yeah.
But pretty much we've accepted the first round of the playoffs is done.
Right.
So we're going to do
except for Jazz Nuggets.
That's still Game 7.
Yep.
But you still have the Oklahoma City and Houston. That's probably going to be Houston, though.
Yeah.
Oklahoma City is – they have Chris Paul. So enough said. Either way, we got to pick our now favorites for the next round. Now, if you were listening to us 2 weeks ago, it was – when, once again, I ran the show and we picked teams.
Yeah.
Prediction Radio. And we did it based solely on team name and
jerseys.
How cool they were and how cool the name was that came into effect. Now, we had a little record. We picked all the teams. How did we do when we picked just jerseys?
We went 5 out of 8.
5 out of 8.
5 out of 8.
5 out of 8. So this three, if you're riding with us, you're over right now. Your money is good. So you know what? We're going to keep riding this wagon. Now, this wagon is going to change horses. It's no longer going to be led by jerseys and team names.
Yeah, it's no longer a horse. It's more like a chariot now.
Yes, because we've actually developed something. We've actually brought some money in here. So now we're going on another very important factor in judging teams. Hairstyle. Very important way. Determines a lot of important factors.
Yes.
You look good, you play good. That just, it goes hand in hand.
Hey, you look good, you play good, you play good, you get paid good.
And you look good. You pay to look good. So it's a nice cycle to be a part of. Once you get into that ring, keep it in there, my dude. Keep it in there.
Yep.
So first section we're looking at right now, the Milwaukee Bucks, Miami Heat. Now they are playing right now. If they're not, they just had their first game.
They are currently playing. It's 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter. It's 92-86 Miami Heat.
Okay, there we go. That's your legitimate sports update.
That's all the sports we're talking today.
Now we're just going on. We're looking at this team. We're ignoring that factor. Who cares about the numbers and semantics? We care about hairstyles. So we're looking at the Bucks. And we're looking at Miami. Now, we got some interesting characters out there.
Yeah, you got Lopez.
Robin Lopez.
Has great hair.
It's fantastic. It's like a little, why can't I think of his sideshow Bob S?
Yep, exactly.
Gotta love it. His brother, Brooke, bland though. Nice little, it's a fade.
Yeah.
Clean fade. Now, we are looking at guys prior to the bubble. We don't want to judge you on your worst right now. We want your best hairstyle
but
possible.
Some worse can be great.
That will say, I mean? No doubt. A little,
you can
little
have
dirty
a better look.
A little ruggedness goes a long way.
A bigger beard or something.
Goes a long way. So no doubt. So Robin coming out strong with the Lopez brother. Ooh. But then they got themselves Kyle Korver. Now, that man cleans up very nicely.
He does.
That comb over is clean.
That's someone I'm bringing home to mom.
No doubt. I would love to as well. Like, he is, wow, God, just chiseled. And then but the star of the show, honestly, Giannis's hair, fantastic.
It is great. But you're going to take a little bit of a negative when you look at Middleton's hair.
No doubt. You Middleton, know? It just,
he's got, it's almost like a balding Friar Tuck-esque.
No you doubt. Know? Yeah. Chris Middleton, you kind of had, it's like you're trying to hold the line
yeah.
as long as you can. Mm-hmm. And the line is,
just give up.
The flanks are gone, brother.
Yeah.
The flanks are gone and they retreated. So it's a little tough. So I will say it's a nice come up, but I will say they're not putting up that hard of a fight. But I will say they have DJ Wilson. Don't know who that is, but he's got some nice rows on. So I'll give you that. Everyone else pretty much got a nice little buzz cut fade. Nothing crazy except Frank Mason, too. Nice looking cut as well.
But the Heat, I mean, the Heat have some, I mean, no pun intended, they have some fire.
They do. They do. I will say, I like some pro action.
I think over Kyle Korver, I think Tyler Hero takes the hair. He's more of a European.
No.
He's like a European style, like with European soccer players. They like gel their hair before they go out on the pitch.
No doubt. I feel like Tyler Hero does that. But I'll warn you up on that. They got Myers Leonard.
Oh.
Myers Leonard has got that look. I mean, that guy is pretty. That's
nasty
white boy
fade
pretty.
There. That is a nasty fade.
White boy pretty. Solomon Hill with a solid throw.
And Jimmy Butler, I feel like, cancels out.
Yeah.
Antetokounmpo's. You know?
He does. His is cleaner. I like his top a lot better. Yeah. And you got Jay Crowder. Jay Crowder's got the cleanest dreads probably in the game.
Oh, yeah.
So I've got to give it to the Heat. The Heat win this one. The Heat take it.
And I mean, from look at the score right now, up 4.
There you go. You're right. I mean, we're not looking at the score.
People.
No point in looking at the score right now.
No, we're just
looking at the hair. Heat are with it. They got the fire hair. They're
going with the fire jerseys.
Going the fire jerseys, too. They do. All right. Next one we're looking at. Toronto Raptors, Boston Celtics. Now, let's see.
Are we talking pre-bubble? Because Tatum pre-bubble was pretty raggedy.
He did.
But then he got a cut into the bubble and kept the beard and looked a little bit, a little bit more polished.
It was weird. He kind of did a little flip-flopperman on us right there. Started off looking a little like got cleaned up somehow in the bubble, looking good. But I will say, looking at the Boston Celtics roster right now, let's see. You got Carson Edwards. Got some solid flop on there.
Jaylen Brown's got a nice little flat top going.
I will say Gordon Brown, once again, holding the lines for a long time. Did I say Gordon Brown? Gordon Hayward. Yes, Gordon Hayward.
Yeah.
Once again, another dude with the comb over, but again, holding the lines. That's a five head.
He's close. He's
real
close.
It's about there, yeah. But look at this. Semi Ojeleye.
Oh, yeah.
That's
the locks. The standing locks.
Romeo Langford, too. Good one, too. I mean, they just got some solid lettuce up there. And when looking at Toronto, it's just nobody really.
They're just bland,
Yeah, they're kind of bland. Nothing special.
Great hairlines, though.
Yeah, good hairlines. I will say, on the hairline, nobody's bald in there. I mean, everyone's got it. They're holding strong. Okay?
But they're all just kind of bland.
Yeah, nothing crazy out there.
Run of the mill.
No, I'm not. I mean, Van Fleet's the only one that's crazy with the beard. And
right.
That honestly docks
you. His lines, though. His lines.
They're clean lines.
Yeah, he's got a great head of hair.
Very clean. Very clean. Okay, so next one we're going after.
So we're going.
I got to go Celtics on that one. Celtics on that one. Celtics take it. Next one after that, we've got ourselves the Los Angeles Lakers, and they're going up against the...
Could be the Rockets.
Could be the Rockets, or could...
They're number one, right?
Yes, they're number one. So we're getting the lowest seed that comes out, right?
So they would get the 4 seed. Yeah, so it would be the Rockets.
The Rockets. Okay,
Rockets or Thunder.
Rockets or Thunder, okay. So now, obviously, Lakers are taking a big, big hit. My man, they got two guys on there real rough.
Yeah. LeBron James.
LeBron James looks like, I love the meme. It looks like a Reese's peanut butter cup that you peeled out of the package, and like some of the chocolate stuck to the back end, you know, and it peeled it, and there's like exposed peanut butter.
Exactly, it does, and it's tough for him. I feel for the guy. Why am I looking at that?
I mean, for like the bankroll that LeBron James has, and like all the Propecia, you know, ads that he's been doing.
There's got to be something. Like, Mike. There's got to be something.
It's weird. Sometimes it comes back with a vengeance, and then sometimes you're like, Bron, just get rid of it, you know.
And, yeah, so it's like, right, you got a rocket, man. You're one of the best, most talented people on the planet in terms of basketball, just in the terms of the world, in terms of anything right now. You are powerful beyond belief.
I mean, borderline Black Widow, you know, that has like an almost like an hourglass. You know, it gets heavy in the front and gets heavy in the back.
He's got a little spray hair action going on. I feel that when he gets up from his bed, there's a lot of black must on his pillow. Something to that degree. It's there for sure. and then you got the man Alex Caruso. Alex Caruso does not have any hair to really even judge by.
Yeah.
Feel for the dude, but once again, he's accepted it.
Yeah, he looks like a guy that could like buy booze like his senior year of high school.
Yeah. Now, when Kevin Garnett made the abhorrent comment to Charlie Villanueva and said he looked like a cancer patient, it actually more applies to Alex Caruso right now.
I mean, Alex Caruso just looks like, I mean, with the hair, that's just, the hair is weird. He looks like a 24-year-old, but he has the hair of like a 58-year-old. You know, like
he can play well. White boy can play, but after that,
what's weird for me though is he rocks the headband, so that's got to deduct him a little bit because it's like, really, do you really have hair that's sweating into your eyes?
Well, maybe it's just the sweat dripping from his eyes, from his head, because your heads get sweaty up there. I'm not gonna lie.
I guess,
yeah, you got to protect the eyes. Don't want to get any sweat in there.
It's just weird when you wear a headband and you see the recede coming back over the headband. You know,
yeah, it's a little weird. And then you got, I mean, the next person after that, Kyle Kuzma's the only thing that's got some strong shape to it at all.
I mean, AD has had some good hairstyles here and there. I mean, I feel like he's cleaned up now.
But after that, when you go to the Houston Rockets, because that's a team we're thinking they're going to face right now.
Yeah.
I mean, Damari Carroll, fantastic set of dreads right there. I mean, Tyson Chandler, one of the best beards the NBA
it's
has
like
ever
King
witnessed.
Leonidas,
yeah, he is true. Like, don't mess with.
Like when you see like a stone statue of King Leonidas from Rome, you see Tyson Chandler.
No doubt, I 100%. Like all you're missing is just that Spartan helmet. And it's like,
and maybe a kick to the chest, which I'm sure he's done.
Oh, no doubt. I feel like we can find some highlights of that. So I feel like the Rockets are going to win on that one right there.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Rockets.
They got the better hair, I feel.
It's not even top head hair. I mean, the beard, with James Harden and Tyson Chandler, those beards alone beat all the hair on the Lakers.
And then, like I said, hairline alone, too. Yeah. Like, I mean, everyone's strong up there. Everyone's holding that line very strong. They're not going anywhere. So Houston Rockets, that's your bet. They have the better hair.
I mean, I would argue, though, if the Thunder and the Rockets are playing right now and we're going for that to win the series, I don't know. The Thunder have some decent hair.
They do. They do as well.
They got Schroeder, don't they?
They do. They have Schroeder.
The blonde patch?
Yeah,
you know,
that's
a staple.
That is a good-looking hair, piece of hair. But, I mean, they got Steven Adams as well.
Yeah, if the Rockets can get through the Thunder's hair today, then they can beat the Lakers,
now,
is what you're saying.
I think so, too. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Now, after that one, we're going Clippers and the Nuggets / Utah. Because, again, that one's game seven. That could go either way.
Oh, but it's a big deal, though, because if the Nuggets come in, Nuggets have a high chance of knocking off those Clips.
They do.
But if the Jazz come in,
they're bland.
Real bland.
Nothing special. I mean, Donovan Mitchell's got your best thing, and that's about it.
Yeah,
you got
Joe Ingles.
Yeah, no, it doesn't do anything.
I mean, he's like a Caruso, but like 4 years older.
Exactly. And then Houston, again, strong hairlines all around. Michael Porter Jr. just looks classy. There's something about
him. He's got the little, it's not even like a full part, like he's cut, got a little, but it's just like the little squilly.
Nice line in there. He's got a nice line in there.
Yeah.
Jamal Murray's looking clean out there, too, with his action going on. I feel like
Jokic is a little bit of a negative on the team.
No doubt. He's bland for sure. But you look at the Clippers. Let's see. The Clippers, I mean, Montrezl Harrell. That's some solid stuff.
Yeah.
Terrence Mann, okay, like what you got going on. Joakim Noah just always looks like...
Oh, yeah. Always looks like he just got ruffled feathers.
I would say looks like he lives in Bidwell Park right now, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Totally see him in there. Mm-hmm. Lou Williams, love Lou Williams' look, man.
Yeah.
With a little patch on the chin, the mustache, and then the hair, too.
My name is Domingo Montoya.
Exactly. You killed my father. Prepare to die. And, I mean, Kawhi, too. For what Kawhi does, being as bland as he is, he's still...
He's got the rose going sometimes. He switches it up.
And his, again, strong hairline, not going anywhere right there. So I feel like the Clips are going to take... I feel like they're going to be both of them. no matter who they face, I feel like they have it. They should be able to take down. Denver puts up the biggest fight, like we said.
They sweep
Utah. They take down the Jazz. No problem,
for
sure. Utah.
But against against the Nuggets, I think the Nuggets maybe get two out of that series.
They'll give them a fighting chance.
Yeah,
but either
still
way,
think that. Yeah.
It's probably the Clippers. So what do we got? We got the Clippers. We got Houston.
We got the Raptors.
The Raptors.
We got the Lakers.
No, we didn't say the Lakers. We got the Houston. We said Houston.
Yeah, Houston.
Houston's taking that one.
We got the Heat.
The Heat, Toronto, Houston, and the Clips.
Mm-hmm.
Those are our picks right now.
Hop on board.
Lock it in, baby. Lock it in.
I mean, we went over 50% last time, so lock it in.
We know what we're talking about. We really do.
Look at our. We both just got haircuts. We know what good hair looks like.
Exactly. We're shouts to our barbers out there.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a cut right now, they're back open again.
They are.
I got an illegal
today.
Yeah,
today they opened.
So
up
I got
the purple,
mine today. I just got mine
purple
today.
Purple stream or something, or what is it called? The purple.
Either way, we've leveled up.
I feel like it's a karate thing now with COVID. It's like we're in the purple stage or the red belt or the blue belt.
Or we're like in a stage of Mario,
a
game of Mario Party.
One of the worlds.
Know? Yeah, it's like just we leveled up a little bit. We've earned this new trick, and we can now go inside to salons and get our haircuts.
Yeah.
So if you're
looking
for
great, because my barber before was doing like once a month,
Yeah,
and it was rough. Hair over the ears, looking like Joe Kim Noah-esque.
Shouts to Frank the Barber over at Chico's Barbershop.
Yeah.
Always keeps me lined up. My gosh, he had a lot of work for him. I came in there. Yeah. I was looking like I had just come off of Everest for the past 8 months. Like I lived up there. Let it all go.
You're a little bit more hairy than I am.
I was a little out there. And beard was looking. Luckily, I did not let the beard go. I always cleaned it up because I got. Looking clean right now. We're looking good. We know what good hair looks like. We know what teams look like when they have good hair. And that means they play well.
Winners.
You're welcome, world. You are welcome.
Once again,
this is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. You are listening to Talking About Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. Hope you've been enjoying the show. We've been enjoying doing it for you. But once again, we want to give a shout-out to our people. And once again, we have a shout-out to another great cycle shop, Poland Cyclery, providing self-propelled transportation and non-polluting recreation except for methane. It's a fart, actually, I'm talking about. Pullins has been serving the Chico community since 1918. 1918, my goodness.
Wow.
102 years at 801 Main Street in downtown Chico and can be reached at 342-1055. Shouts to Pullins. Shouts to North Rim. Love the cycling world. I cycle all the time.
1918.
Wow. Man.
I wonder if they sold a Bidwell descendant a bike.
If they didn't. You should just close up shop right now. Why have you been open for 100 years if you didn't even get one of the Bidwells a bike?
Yeah.
I bet you they weren't
even. It's probably going to be one of those bikes that's like the big tire with the small one. You know,
I like it. I've always wanted to try riding one of those.
They're hard.
I feel like they would be.
They're real hard. They're just hard to get on.
Yeah, once you get on, it's just all about momentum. But then you got to get off too.
That's what she said.
No doubt. She knows what it's like all the time. So keeping it chugging along right now. Now, I would say there's more sports to get into. But before we can do that. Oh, what? Ooh, what was that sound?
I don't know what that was.
Dude, that was the sound.
Tell me what it is.
Of Mr. Hypotheticals, where no matter what, when this sound comes on, we have to answer a couple questions right now. All right, he's reaching into a hat right now.
You want some hypotheticals?
We want some hypotheticals. We need to figure out
hypothetical
situations. Let's go. First one we're being presented with right now.
First one. It's a little risque. We're going to start at the top. If you could have a narrator or this is a sports radio show, a play-by-play announcer.
Okay.
While you are making whoopee,
okay,
who would it be?
Narrator or
one would be like a Morgan Freeman, but like it'd also be kind of creepy.
I don't want that. I feel like I would rather have...
Like I don't want a sensual novel to be read.
I'd like to have Jane Fonda.
Oh, okay.
She's got a nice voice. Yeah. Coming right there. I feel it'd be a nice sensual moment having her talk about
practice.
Yes.
Because that's what that would be.
Yes. Just,
yeah. I think I'm going to go, oddball here and do William Shatner.
William Shatner. Okay.
Yeah. Just the way he presents his lines,
I retract mine. Patrick Stewart.
Okay.
I raise your Captain Picard. All right. Yeah, another one?
Yeah, I do. Let me filibuster here. Filibuster.
Yeah, baby.
This one's weird. How many rats would it take to overwhelm and kill you in a fight?
Ooh. Do I have any weapons at all? I'm just saying,
nope. Just your hands and feet. I mean, you could pull off a shoe or
no
something.
No doubt. Yeah, yeah.
Got, maybe use your glasses.
What's on me? You know? Yeah. Wow. Because, like, dude, they start scratching an iron at you, man, at your toes. Yeah. You just can't get them all.
Well, and they can eat through, you know, they can eat through steel and bone and pipe and all that kind of stuff.
It so takes it's like, yeah. But, I mean, when they're motivated.
I mean, how many?
I would say it's probably going to be it's over 500.
I'm going to say 7 because I'm just deathly afraid of rats.
Okay.
The tails, man, just weird me out. It's like a possum tail, you know?
No, I've never been afraid
of
me
out.
Rats are a little...
Freaks me out.
I've never seen people that get pets rats.
My cousin had a pet rat, and it was weird.
Okay. All
right. It was super weird.
Okay.
Unless you are Splinter and raise mutant turtles, never be a rat.
No part of it. Okay. All right. Another one.
Yes. If you could watch one actor's movie for the rest of your life... Who would it be?
One actor's movie for the rest of my life. Oh, easy one. Patrick Swayze.
Oh. And I mean, that's just watching movies that he has done. But
yes.
But now he's not doing any more.
No doubt. But
so
I'm just
you're
saying,
just going with the ones he has already done. No one to come.
Well, at some point in time, everyone has a finite number of movies they're going to do. They're all going to stop at some point. And Patrick Swayze has a nice plethora of movies from which I can choose from. One of which being Roadhouse, which I can watch over
Roadhouse,
and over again.
100%.
And I mean, Ghost, fantastic as well.
Oh, yeah. Demi Moore. Nice. I'm going to go with... I just had it. I'm going to go with Ray Liotta.
Ooh, solid choice.
Ray Liotta.
Solid choice.
You know,
right there,
every movie he's in, it's just someone I want to either emulate or wish my father was.
Because you also get Observe and Report with Ray Liotta, too.
Ooh,
and that's
you
a
do.
Great,
yeah,
that's
Tommy,
a great underrated movie right there by Seth Rogen back in the day. Okay. Yeah. All right.
All right.
Oh, we'll say Brad did text in terms of film and he'd like to have narrate. He did David Attenborough. David Attenborough? He's a famous actor. Like, I think he is, right? Brad, text me again. Tell me who David Attenborough is. Let me know. Because I know the name. I'm pretty sure he's
a
British.
The name, but
I'm pretty sure he's a British, like, he narrates all the Planet Earth stuff.
Oh.
That's David Attenborough, right? Is that David Attenborough?
It is, yeah.
It
Planet
is.
Earth.
Okay, yeah.
It is Planet Earth.
We got you, Brad.
Thank
don't need to text you. We got it.
We don't even need Brad. Tom's in the booth.
Thank you, Tom.
All right. We want to keep going?
Yeah, let's do another. Let's do one more. Maybe two more.
Would you rather wear cargo shorts every single day or never wear socks again? I know this is going to be easy for you.
Never wear socks again.
Yeah, you never wear socks
anyways. I never
wear
socks to begin with. Yeah, I'm nasty. My feet are disgusting.
But you're going to ruin shoes in a matter of weeks.
Yeah, they last me a long time.
Yeah.
I was wearing sandals a lot.
I look good in some cargo, though. You know?
I don't know. I don't own a pair of cargo shorts.
I mean, I don't think I do, but I mean...
Does anybody look good in a pair of cargo?
Of course. Abercrombie & Fitch, dude.
Yeah. Back in 2005, they want their shorts back.
Okay. Well... I mean, everything comes back around. You know, girls with the high-waisted and the mom jeans. We all thought that was loserish when we were 7.
Yeah, no, everything comes back around. That's true.
Everything comes back around.
Except those cargo shorts.
Wait for the cargos to hit the scene again.
There are certain things that never come back around.
Wait for the pants that you can unzip, and they're going to be shorts and also cargo.
I highly doubt that shoulder pads will ever make a comeback.
Ooh. Those were dope, though.
What?
Shoulder pads? Come on.
Why did the fact that women wanted to have broad shoulders to make it look that way? Okay. That's,
yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's called equality, dude.
I don't need to fake. So you need to fake your way to have equality.
They're not faking. It's just something they had to do back in those days, and it's got them to this point. So they, hats off to you, women.
I'm honestly, I feel like if women said just because of shoulder pads, they're going to smack you right there. My mother didn't do it because of shoulder pads. My mother did it because she was a strong, independent woman. Didn't need no shoulder pads at all to get through. It was just a fashion at the time, and the fashion was stupid.
All right, it's fair enough.
One more hypothetical.
All right, one more. Should we get grotesque? Or
I like it.
All right, well, let's filler buster a little bit here, and I can't do that. I can't do that one. The FCC might be worded out. Okay, we'll just say this. If you had to get a tattoo on the inside of your lip like these kids are doing these days, what would it say?
Call me daddy.
I don't even know if I have one to follow up with that. Like, that's that. I mean, yeah, I'm just going to leave it at that. That was mic drop for
you. There we go. Enough said.
I did not know you were going to go that
way. It just came to me in a flash of brilliance, as many things do in my life.
Oh.
Well, that being said, in a flash of brilliance, once again, we keep it pushing here. And I'm going to give you a flash of brilliance when it comes to the late-breaking world of news.
The news.
News breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. Now, I got some doozies for y'all. A couple of good ones. Now, I'm going to start with the crazy. Now, I'm going to highly suggest you seek out this video that I'm about to tell you about, because it's truly spectacular and had me rolling because of its sheer craziness behind it. Over in Taiwan, at the Hsinchu City International Kite Festival, there's some mad kite flying going on. Kites, I don't know. Never really been a kite person. I don't think I've ever actually really flown a kite before. So I don't know, like, how much fun they really even are. Like, I guess it would be kind of fun to try to get a kite up in the air, but after that, you're just holding a piece of string and, like, I don't know. I guess there are ways to have kite. Actually, I take it back. There are, like, kite wars and stuff. I think that's a thing. Unless I'm, like, kite surfing, I don't think I would want to have anything to do with a kite.
Yeah.
Kites don't seem, I don't know. I'm not a kite person. Either way, Taiwan, they're big into kites. Now, when I'm saying they're big into kites, they're big into kites. Like, these kites are massive. Massive kites. Now, during one of these attempts to lift, to raise, I guess would be the...
To fly
a kite. One of these kites had a massive streamer on. When I say massive streamer, this streamer is probably about 30, 40 feet long. And when they're doing it, and they allow the wind to take its to do its job and take the kite into the air, the tail gets wrapped around a toddler, and that toddler is shot up into the air, 40 plus feet into the air with the kite, with 40 plus mile per hour winds, and a toddler weighing nothing more than a sack of potatoes. The toddler was lifted sky high in a violent effort and was whipped around for quite some time. Luckily, they were able to get her down, with minor injuries being accumulated by her, mainly just from the wrapping around of said tail around her neck and body. Lucky she didn't hang herself.
At least it held her.
Yeah, right?
She would have dropped.
Woo! Just shot off. Nice little slingshot rock over there. I'm telling you, if you have a chance, look it up. Hsinchu Kite Festival in Taiwan. Spectacular videos.
Wow. Streaker on the field.
Right? I mean, I've always hated the fact, speaking of streakers on the field, the fact that I know they don't want to give those people their fame.
Right.
Give them their fame and then throw them in prison for a while and never allow them back in the stadium again. I want to see that person rushing onto the field. I want to see the action that happens. I want to see the response that players have that person walking on the field. If it's a naked person, sure. Don't show me the naked person's. Show above the waist or above the neck, depending on the person that's running on the field. Either way, let me see some action of some streakers onto the field.
Yeah.
Is that too much to ask for?
I just want
to
see a good, clean tackle. You know?
Something.
Or just like maybe a couple jukes from the security guards.
There's
always
a couple of good moments when it comes to streaking, and you're missing some goal moments, and I get it, TV producers, you don't want to give, you want to highlight the bad
happens. We do it when squirrels and cats are on the field.
I'd rather see a person do it than a squirrel or cat, because those squirrel or cats don't do jack.
Yep.
Boring.
Agreed.
All right.
Agreed.
Moving on. Now, this is the ridiculous. This is the absurd. Now, we know we live in crazy times right now. The COVID. Scared. Not actually, is it really anymore? I don't know. Are we still scared of it?
I never was, but a lot of people are. Yeah.
A lot of people still are. It's still real. It's no doubt. We are still rocking the mask. We're still taking the precautions that we need to do so. And KFC is doing their part to help prevent the spread of coronavirus. You know what they're doing? They are dropping their slogan, finger looking good. Why? Because they don't want you licking your fingers anymore, because that's dangerous.
Wow.
If you are licking your own fingers and you step in to get, you're going to get it, my dude.
Yeah.
You got it already. You're going to worry about that. Don't lick anyone else's fingers, sure. But I'm not licking anyone else's fingers. That's a little weird, unless I'm thinking, you know, you can lick something else.
You know what's weird is KFC has never been a finger-licking a commodity to me. You know what I mean? It's never been like, it's like Lay's potato chips. You don't like lick your fingers with Lay's potato chips because they're all greasy and oily. Like Cheetos. That is finger-licking good.
Well,
you know?
I lick my hands from Lay's because I do have oil on. There's some little salt and I need it. It's not finger-licking good. It's just out of necessity finger-licking.
Yeah, but to me, like, fried chicken is not, like a, you know, kind of thing. You know, it's not, like...
What is finger-licking good to you, then? All right, so Cheetos.
Cheetos. You know, like, I don't even touch my fingers till I get done with the bag, and then I have, like, bonus time.
What? Why would you save it all? You gotta go back and forth.
Because I cake it all on. Cake it all on, and just, you know, one finger at a time. Yeah. It's weird. It's like making brownies, and someone, you know, gets to lick the spatula. You know?
Okay. All right. Well, hey. Well, that's your prerogative.
It's a great analogy.
I feel like you got to go back and forth. You got to get a little cheese action in between, you know?
Yeah, maybe here and there.
Especially if you're doing the hots, because, like, you get a little hot.
Yeah,
all
flaming
the hots.
Flaming hot's one
you
thing,
you
yeah.
can't, like, go for days. Granted, not
well,
that
then you
spicy.
You touch your face or touch anything, and then it just starts firing off. And
just,
yeah.
you know, finger looking good, for sure. I'm trying to think. What else is another good finger looking good product out there?
Oh.
I mean, I guess a lot of chips. It's, like I said, Doritos, something. Anything that gets like good cheese powder. Anything. I'm trying to think. What dusts your fingers with a good taste of I want
like
to lick
white
it off.
Cheddar Cheez-Its.
I guess it would be like anything. I guess what trying to think, anything you hand with your hand. I guess sorry, KFC, not needed anymore. But still, at the same time, finger looking good. It was always a great saying. I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not that much anymore. Don't lick your fingers, you guys. Have your loved ones do it. Moving along. Last story of the day involving a student. Now, we all live in a time where Zoom meetings and school online are the new norm.
Shout out to Chico State closing.
Now, we all know that high school kids, actually not just high school kids, kids are the worst. Rules? What are rules? We don't care about rules. Decorum? Don't care about decorum. Respect for your teachers? Who gives a flying hoot? Well, apparently in Las Vegas,
of course,
some parents are fed up with the way some kids' actions are happening during PE. Why are they having PE anymore? I don't know. That's some stupid shih tzu right there. But that's beside the point. This mother was so upset because when her child logged on to join the PE class, he was bombarded with videos of fellow students taking bong rips and nip slips. What? That's right. There are bong rips happening in one screen, porn in the other screen. What?
And this is high school?
High school.
What?
The teacher was not present at the time. The mother, when seeing this, immediately told her son to log off. Doesn't know if the teacher was ever there at one point in time, was late to the program. Either way, the PE teacher, he probably doesn't care at all.
I know, I'm saying the kid that his mom told him to log off, I'm sure he's bummed.
Yeah, he's like, oh man. I mean, if a mother's like that on him, he probably has never seen anything.
Who in high school is your mom sitting around your shoulder? And first of all, for Zoom, let's think of it. For Zoom for a PE class, what is that? You just doing calisthenics in your room while the camera's on? Like, what is that?
Right? Yeah, pretty much.
Like, I don't have a track and field. Yeah. I'm not doing pull-ups.
Apparently not. You're taking bong rips.
And nip slips.
And nip slips.
Sounds like a PE class I want to be a part of.
Yeah, baby. Now.
Not in high school, though.
Of course not. That would not be fun.
It's gross.
Actually, I take it back. That'd probably be a little bit more entertaining.
Ew.
No, actually, that would be weird. I have some serious damage.
They're minor, Derek.
Well, I would be a minor, too. It's not like
in high school.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Speaking of minors, you know what we need in this country?
I don't know where you're going.
We need to bring back our man, Chris Hansen.
Oh.
Why we're having this all these stuff out there. It's either Black Lives Matter right now protests, or it's kiddie porn on the internet, or just child sex trafficking. Those are the big things happening right now.
Except for one is always in the news and one isn't.
That's true. Now they're both in the news. Either way, I'm just saying, there's a reason why I think the child sex trafficking is just run amok right now.
TikTok.
One of them. But I'll say, there's no repercussions for these guys anymore. There's no NBC Dateline going out there, investigative reporting, and Chris Hansen coming around from the other side. There's no more of those things anymore.
Well, didn't Chris Hansen get caught up?
No, he got tax fraud.
Okay, I thought he got caught.
Trust me, I would know. Like, that would scare me a little bit. Okay. But yeah, he might have some domestic violence, something like that.
It was just standard American stuff tax.
Yeah, it might have beat his wife or something like that. I'm not sure, but it wasn't.
Okay. Jeez. Okay. All right.
Okay. Either way. We need that in our lives, I feel. I'm pretty sure it was just tax evasion.
Hold on. Explain to me what we need again.
We need Chris Hansen. We need to have to catch a predator back on these guys are just running amok out there.
You know, California actually passed a law to take child pedophilia down to a misdemeanor instead of a felony now. Weird, huh?
Okay.
Isn't that weird? I feel like they're trying to cover some bases, like second and third.
Well, the rounding home.
Okay. Well, that's okay.
Score.
All right. Speaking of score, 101 Bucks, 109 Heat with 130 left in the fourth quarter.
All right. So, like I said, Heat, better looking hair. They're taking the boys down. Taking them down. Okay. Now, as you progress along onto the show that we're calling Talking About Practice, there was a segment. There was something that populated in front of me on the internet today that I thought was a very interesting talking point. I figured, you know what? This is something that I can get behind. Now, when you're growing up, there are certain things in your life that you, like, granted, if you were rich, you probably don't have these things. Maybe you did because you didn't realize it. But growing up, we weren't the most well-off family. I know you weren't as well. There were certain things in your life that you kind of wished for. Like, if I had that, I'm on my way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now.
Like 25 more pounds.
I don't know. Personally, I was thinking more like cosmetic things in your house or like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah,
if we had a pool in our
that
backyard,
yeah. Well, I had
we made
one of those.
It. Okay, well, then you're actually better off than I was, all right?
But I also lived in Northern California. You grew up in Southern California, so our demographic of price to living was
very true.
A little different.
Very true. Either way, I will say there are certain things growing up that you didn't have.
Yeah.
One of them I was thinking about.
A brother.
That wasn't been nice, yeah. But a fridge that produced its own ice and water. One of those things.
Oh,
we didn't
wow.
have one of those. Seeing one of those,
oh, wow.
I was like, that was the pinnacle of life right there. I was like, you don't get much better in life than having a fridge that gives you water and ice.
Yep.
Like, what else do you need in life? Like, it's fantastic.
I'd agree.
Another good thing to have, now I've come to realize, having lived in a place where I do not have them, washer and dryer.
Ooh.
My goodness.
Man, that is a hot commodity.
I will live in a dump if I have a washer and dryer in-house.
No, that's one of the requirements. I don't care about the square footage. I don't care about how big my room is. If I have a washer and dryer, at least a washer and dryer hookup.
I need to,
but if it also comes with its own washer and dryer.
Now we're talking.
We're partying.
Another good thing. Another good indicator of that we are going to be good.
Boy, you didn't have a washer and dryer growing up?
We did.
Okay. But you're saying now as you're
now
own, as
I,
on
yeah,
your
now
own.
As I'm yeah. realizing okay. things. But another thing, as a kid growing up, here's back in the kid world. You had one of those plexiglass backboards, the glass blackboards.
What?
The glass backboards for a basketball hoop.
Okay, I didn't have one of those.
Yeah, neither did I. But if you had one,
oh, yeah.
That was legendary.
I mean, if I had a basketball hoop.
Okay, well, I had a basketball
that would, yeah,
hoop. We had a pool.
I had a pool.
Yeah. I had a nice little backyard, I will say.
Yeah, I had a pool and two cherry trees.
Okay, well, we had a backyard with a basketball hoop and a nice little patio area to play on. It was perfect.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, like honestly, you probably are.
Yeah, the glass backboard, man. Yeah,
that was clean.
You probably had a double rim, maybe.
Double rims are not good, though.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
That's what
I
you
know.
Don't
I did.
You want the glass with the single.
Ours was like, it was just like a plastic one, like just a regular plastic one that got really worn down.
Like a Walmart or
my dad had to put a piece of wood behind it because it had no more give anymore on it.
Oh,
it was so bad. So, yeah, it's kind of funny. That's what you did. So, you know what? I was going to say, there are certain things in life. Remember as a kid where you think, I had that?
What's even funny, I remember as a kid, you know, being in the living room, right? And like my mom would be like, hey, John, are you in your room right now? And I'd be like, no, obviously I'm in the living room. And she'd be like, well, why is your bedroom light on?
Mm, yeah.
And I'm like, why is that such a big deal? And now, fast forward 15 years.
It adds up.
Oh, my roommates hate me.
It's out up, man.
I'm like, hey, dude,
why is your
turn
light on?
The light off.
Mm, wow,
we have like 700 square feet. Why do we have 17 lights on?
Because I like the light.
Yeah.
Are you afraid of the dark?
I'm not. I have a nightlight still, though.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's just for ambiance, you know?
I feel
you.
I mean,
it's not because it's not because I'm afraid of what's under my bed because my box spring and mattress sit on my floor, so.
Good luck getting out from
which
there.
Which is going to be changing soon. Amazon is on the way. I have a whole new bed set coming.
Wow.
I'm adulting, dude.
You're growing up.
I got a headboard and everything.
Wow. You really,
really
got
excited
into it.
About it.
That's impressive that you would actually take the steps.
Yeah. I'm like trying to buy new furniture right now. That's how old I am. That's what I'm excited about. You know when you're getting old is when you're like really excited when you walk into someone else's house and you see their rug, you know, and you're like, wow, that's a great rug.
I mean, I'm all about the kitchens for me. Mm, I see a good kitchen, I'm all about it. I have a crappy kitchen in my apartment right now. It is like near the...
We both have small kitchens.
Yeah. You have way better kitchen access.
But if
than
you
I
have
do.
A skillet, cast iron skillet, that's all you need. Give me a small kitchen. Give me a cast iron.
I got no space on my counter space whatsoever. Mm. And it's just nearly impossible to produce
And you have
any.
Electric burners, not like gas.
No matter gas burners.
Oh, they're gas burners. Yeah, the gas burners is what it's about, you know?
I know. I mean, it's like a nice little, you know, it does the job. I get it, but I would just have.
But your place is small like mine, so when you cook or anything like that, like your house goes up like 17 degrees because it's so hot. Do you get that as well? Or?
Yes. Yeah. Well, granted, anything I will do in my apartment, it causes, you know, my apartment is pretty much a furnace.
Yeah.
And I can only try to cool it down.
Hmm.
Attempt to.
Yeah.
But no matter what, it will just sit there and roast.
Yeah.
Roast City, baby. Roast City. Now, we have done a decent job of staying away from the sporting world.
I'm
which
really excited that we did
It's been good.
This.
But you know what? I do have to direct the ship a little bit more into the sport world.
Okay.
There is just some certain things going on that I haven't had a chance to bring to my TBP KZFR audience right now when it comes to football. So,
European
football. Without further ado, let's get into it.
And now it's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer with the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as
39 was last year, and he could barely throw a ball out at a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's Foot in Mouth.
The silence you're hearing right now is that of the Barcelona fans cheering because their man Messi is no longer there. There's no cheering there. There's silence. There's tears. There's pandemonium happening. In the Catalans! Messi leaving Barca!
He's gone.
What?
Gone forever.
Now,
after what, 17, 20 years?
I mean, he was there when he came when he was 13.
Wow.
As a young lad.
34?
And he is, 30. He's over 30.
Wow.
32-ish.
Wow.
Over half his life has been spent living in the Catalans, living by the Barca way, being brought up to be a mastermind of football. And now, a once loyal man who never would even consider leaving this, this sacred ground, has now asked to be released. Now, the man has a $700 million.
Say it again.
700 million euros, actually. Not even dollars.
Wow, so that's like almost $800 million.
$800 million release clause. $800 million release clause this man has with Barcelona. Now, right now, Messi is still under contract with Barcelona. So, technically speaking, if somebody would want to get Messi onto their team, they would have to literally, they would have to pay Barcelona that $800 million.
Now, correct me, would they pay that $800 million and get his contract? Or would they have to pay $800 million
and then
pay him for a contract?
Yes.
So the $800 million is just strictly going to Barcelona.
Just the Barcelona
franchise.
Yes.
Wow.
And they would then that's just to be able to talk to them about creating negotiating
a contract.
A contract.
Wow.
Yeah. So $800 million. Now, that's a lot of money. Now a lot of people are speculating that
a lot of chickens.
Barca will probably bring that price down because if they want to get some money for the man, he's going to be leaving. So either he leaves this year or next year, and if he leaves next year, they get nothing for him because he's off his contract. But La Liga has come out and said that if any team wants to get him, they still have the right. Barca still has the right to charge them that $800 million.
And La Liga is in the same league as Barca.
La Liga is within the realm.
Okay.
Yes, they are the overbody of Barca. Yeah, they're like the NBA.
Okay.
So La Liga is that. So for 700 million euros, other things that you could buy for that. A 1963 Ferrari GTO. One of the most rare cars on the planet.
Like only
$52 million. 52 million euros, I'm sorry. 52, compared. That's it. An island off of Lisbon. 240 million euros. A yacht. A motor yacht. One of the biggest out there, 440 million euros.
Just half.
The entire Leeds United franchise football club, who just got themselves into the Premier League after such a long time away, they're one of the biggest clubs in the Premier League, 450 million euros. Air Force One, 600 million euros. A gold Bugatti Veyron, 10 million euros, so you get the picture. Messi is worth more than that. More than all those items right now.
Well, I mean, think about what he has brought in the last 25 years for that franchise.
No doubt.
Not only that has he brought in cups, but just the marketing capabilities of that man is just astronomical.
He is a talent. If you listen to the pod, you had a great chance to listen to when Will the Real Italian came on the show. We actually had a legitimate conversation about it. When this guy moves, it's like I said, kind of like maybe Tom Brady moving in terms of, oh man, a guy who really stapled himself with this one team, and it's shocking, he's one of the best. But this is not just, it's earth-shattering, it's globally moving. Barcelona and Real Madrid are the two biggest clubs this world has ever known.
Right.
And he has been the focal point of one of those clubs for the past 20 years. It is the world of football is being completely and utterly shattered right now, and all accounts are saying that he's going to be ending up with Pep Guardiola back in Man City. If they bring that up, my goodness, Man City, you should be running the tables, you should be getting trebles, you should be getting quads. Because you should not be losing any cups, any trophies, all of them should be yours if you do get Messi on your team. But again,
I mean,
$800 million. $800 million.
You're a football aficionado, and we talked about it on the pod last week with, you know, kind of the struggles of Barcelona being that they kind of had Messi as their focal point. There was always that was their offense, that was their team. We're going to work our system around Messi. Are we going to see that if he goes to Man City? Like, Man City is a great program that has top to bottom, you know, athletes and studs, but if he comes in, is he going to mess up that kind of...
That's a big question. That is a big if, because Messi is such a focal point in any team he's going to be going to.
Right.
At the same time, he's also going to be a very big detriment to that team, too, in the way the tactics are played. Mm-hmm. Because Messi, he's old, doesn't move around that much. In fact, he moves around the least amount on anybody on the pitch, next to the goalie. The dude is moving around that little. He doesn't run on defense at all. So if you're going to have him as a person, put him on the flank, you're going to have a very weak flank. If you can put him on the wing, I'm saying. Your flank's going to be very weak if you have him on the wing. You bring him in the middle, it's probably your best way to disguise him, because you're going to have... Man City does have a very strong midfield. Kevin De Bruyne is probably the best player in the world at this point in time. I would love to see him paired with Messi if there's a way to put Messi up there. Maybe put Messi as the false number nine, which is what they used to do back in Barcelona. So he's back a little bit, and you have Aguero on one wing. You've got Sterling on the other. It could be a really fun squad, and having that, and you have De Bruyne right behind them.
Especially the way the Premier League's been reloading, too. I mean, you said Chelsea, a bunch of teams have been reloading.
Man United just made a really big signing in getting Van de Beek from Ajax. He was another stud, part of that stud Ajax team that had taken them to the semifinals. So this is, like I said, the Premier League is going to be spicy. This coming season is going to be super spicy. So get on it, y'all.
And
get
it's
on
what? It. It's like a week out.
We're a little bit. Yeah, honestly, I think we're starting. Yeah,
first week of September.
Yes.
Okay.
Is that when it's happening? But either way, it should be. If it doesn't happen right now, I know I should know this right now. The fact that I don't is pretty pathetic.
But you said it's between the Champions League and the leagues and the actual Premier Leagues starting back up is less than a month.
So yeah, September 12th is the first fixtures for the Premier League. That's what's going to be happening. Starting off with Fulham and Arsenal on Saturday, September 12th. So the league starts off, heavy, man. It's going to be, like I said, watch out for those teams that you know. Liverpool have been running the muck in Man City. Finally, we got Chelsea, you got Man United, have actually made teams that are going to be able to compete with them right now, so we're going to have a fun time at the top of the table. Foot and mouth, y'all.
Everyone's eating
right now. Lots of, even in this COVID time right now, that's the thing. A lot of money there's not as much money. Everyone's market value has gone down just slightly because of COVID. So it's helping out some teams.
You know whose market value has not gone down? Our predictions off hair. A final in game one. 115 Heat, $104.
There you go.
Heat lead the series 1-0. And I'm just saying, their hair is flawless.
We know what we're talking about here, guys. Okay, we know what killer hair looks like. We know what we're looking for in the teams when we say this. That was straight analytics we did right there. And I think that you should have take it to the bank. Take it to your nearest bookie.
I got to be honest. You know, when you called me this morning, I knew that, you know, a week ago that it was just going to be us two here in the booth. I got a little nervous, you know, because you were like, you know, I don't really want to talk sports. You know, the mom and dad aren't here. You know, our sports heavy people aren't here. And I was a little nervous, but I am flabbergasted of how we got through this. And frankly, Jarrell, Brad, take more trips, get more promotions.
Keep doing your work, gentlemen. Now, once again,
keep fly fishing off a bridge.
Yes, exactly. I was like, get in the water, my dude. Like, seriously, get in the water.
Yeah, I'm pretty kayaks, sure you got everything. I'm sure Steph's papa has some waders you could wade.
If that's what you need, because I feel like that's what you need to be wearing whenever you're going fly fishing. Granted, I've never fished in a day in my life. Never cast a line.
Ever. You've never slung a line, huh?
Never slung a line. Never stood on the shores.
Wow.
Never really killed a lot. Actually, the only live I've ever killed was a hummingbird with my airsoft pistol accidentally.
Yeah, me too. A BB gun, though.
Yeah. Oh, BB. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Airsoft
and
pistol.
And I cried.
Yeah, I felt
Shocker.
Bad about it. I felt like, oh, man, should I have done that? Probably shouldn't have done that. But yeah. I got over it quick.
But now that you think about it, like, as a bird to hunt, it's probably the hardest one to hit.
Right?
You know, it's like, the only bird that can fly backwards. So
how the hell did I? Yeah, I don't know. I'm amazing. I'm an amazing shot. That's all I know. I'm deadly. Lethal.